This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Six days till Christmas.
Five
Wednesday.
Sleeps.
Yep.
Wow.
So sleep there. Tonight, tomorrow. Yeah. Yep, five sleeps.
I'm still, Todd, I'm not a good Christmas shopper.
Oh, no. This is great.
It wasn't even my... I try hard. I mean, I've tried whatever. I'm one of those guys, so...
Victoria's Secrets.
You always bring it up. I told you.
I ran into Mike Holmgren there. We're both standing there like it's...
Whoa, you never told that.
Oh, yeah, he did. Because remember, he said, I wouldn't buy my...
Oh, that's right. Walmart.
And it was Christmas Eve day, too.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve day, so...
I was thinking about you yesterday, by the way, in not flattering terms.
Oh, darn.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Because if it had been 20 years ago, you know where I would have been?
20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Or today?
What?
Downtown Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown Mall.
Yeah, you and two other people.
I would have been in the Downtown Mall. I would have had an Orange Julius.
Yeah.
I would have had a muffin.
Be smelling the Cinnabon or
smell
whatever,
the Cinnabon.
Right?
Yeah. I would have sat under the big clock.
Yep. There's a great restaurant in there that had great salads. I can't remember what
did.
The name of it was.
You're exactly right.
They closed. They left.
Wasn't the last place to close like a pizza place upstairs, like in the back corner, like a bar kind of thing? Remember that? Or was it a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, I think that it was in the back.
Yes.
Very dark.
Yes. Yeah. I love that place. But I was thinking about that. Instead of slushing around out in these slippery parking lots yesterday, I could have been in the mall enjoying myself.
They sure do work.
Candy shop in that
mall. Waiting for Larry McCarron to walk by.
Yeah.
To do his one day of shopping. It was a tradition. It was like a family tradition. Yeah. So thanks a lot, Mayor.
We were just talking about tax base.
Whatever.
Before we went on the air and... That mall, the whole footprint of that mall was about $4 million.
Oh, here we go again.
Now, John, I just want to say that's the tax base they created. These guys across the street, 40. Same footprint.
What does that do for me?
Keeps your taxes in check.
Oh, I'm not sure they're in check, my friend.
That's spending.
All right.
I'm just talking about the revenue side.
So anyway.
And because we talked about this, because the coal piles is 35 acres.
Okay, can I just be honest with you?
And that,
this is almost exactly when I sat in economics 101 class, and I'm thinking about, hey, I wonder if she'd go out with me.
Yeah.
I wonder where she's from.
She
looks too cool for me. Yeah.
All right.
That's what happens when you start talking that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Texter. Okay, quote, I ran into Mike Holmgren at Victoria's Secret. I was thinking of you yesterday, Jim. Okay.
People who don't know
you guys and they just kind of tune in, it's an interesting conversation sometimes.
Well, okay? We kind of bounce around a little bit. Somehow, we have a concept.
We have an idea of a concept.
And we're weaving.
Yes. But anyway, so I go to do some shopping.
Okay.
I walk into a store. I have one of the worst senses of direction of any human being.
Yeah.
That I know.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into a store and I could take 10 steps. I'm immediately like lost, like twisted up. Okay.
In a store?
In stores, in malls, in stores like that. I swear, I'm not making this up. There's no reason. So what I have to do is just wander. I never know where anything is. And I wander and wander and wander till I happen to come upon what I want.
Do you know those security guys are like, okay, keep an eye on this guy.
Probably.
The guy holding up his pants with no
right, belt. Right, right. Keep an eye on this guy. Okay.
He's wandering aimlessly.
What's he
aimlessly.
Doing in the lingerie? Anyway.
So anyway, okay, and first of all, stop that because I told you what happens to me even when I walk, even at Walmart, if I walk through that section, I have to look away or I start getting sweaty.
Man.
I get uncomfortable. That makes me uncomfortable.
I just get sweaty and uncomfortable when I walk into Walmart. I don't care what section it is.
wow.
Victoria's Secrets. I don't understand that.
That's
why
not the point I'm getting. It makes me nervous. That stuff makes me nervous.
It would make me nervous at Walmart, but not at
Victoria's. It makes me nervous.
Okay, women's undergarments
make me nervous.
Mino nervous.
I don't know, don't answer the question, but I'd like to know why. But don't answer it, because I really don't want to know.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Let our minds wander by themselves. We can all come up with a reason.
Because I do.
Analyze that.
Yeah, yeah. You know why? Because they don't fit. That's why.
Oh, my God. By the way, a little disappointed you didn't give me any compliments on my vest.
I love that vest.
Oh, wow.
Yellowstone.
That's your thing.
Yeah, in honor of the... Although, all kinds of rumors about spinoffs and how Kevin Costner... did not get along with the crew down the stretch and everything.
Wow.
Hasn't spoken to anybody about it. And like a TMZ person tried to ask him about it. And he goes, you know what? I heard it was a suicide. Did I kill myself or something? So yeah, I'm not going to revisit it. You know how they killed off his character.
Sure. Yeah.
And, but he just blew everybody off. And that was his thing. Oh. So anyway,
where'd you get the vest? That's cool.
Julian, for a gift at one time. But isn't that cool? Nice.
She knows how to shop for you.
Yeah. I know. I'll be totally honest with you. If I was wearing a cowboy hat,
I bought you one, which you gave away, the black one.
Where is it?
$75.
I didn't give it away.
I think you gave that away. I know you gave that green vest away, which I'm still mad about. But
which green vest?
That really good, nice green vest that was hanging over
the
there.
The City of Green Bay vest?
Yeah. Oh.
I think you gave that to Kristen Lierle.
And you just gave it away. It was mine.
You know what I think I did? I donated it to your homeless shelter.
No.
Yeah, I think I brought it over there and donated it. I think there's a guy walking around town saying he's mayor.
There's a few of them.
I'm just saying. So okay, anyway, so I go to the store yesterday.
All right.
Okay, and I just wander aimlessly.
Right.
As I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I bought some stuff. I bought this thing for my granddaughter. Okay? Well, think for my granddaughter. And I'm standing in line, and there's like, you know, just, whew. I'll tell you what, if somebody needs a job, go be a checkout person at a store. Because, I mean, you'll have 14 lanes, and you'll have two open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Did I tell you, I wanted to finish your story, but I was at a store buying something, a shirt or something, and was in line a long time.
Right.
And it was ridiculous.
Right.
And because, two people working,
yes.
And there's eight. Okay. I got up there, and I said, this is ridiculous. I said, I've been standing in line here for 15 minutes, cash in hand, and you guys...
Hey, Todd, he's walking right into my story.
No, you'll see. Johnny, you know what the guy did?
What?
Handed me an application.
No kidding.
He did.
Nice.
He did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
Good job.
I said, I'm not here for that. I'm here to buy... Anyway.
Yeah.
So, at his point, and I'm just saying what you said, is that, you know, there are part-time jobs. Wouldn't be my favorite business, retail, but still, if you want to make some side
jobs. I agree.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't blame the people that show up for work.
No.
You know, it's the ones that...
They're the ones
the busting their lanes butt. Are the ones that make you mad. Nobody will do it.
Like we were talking about this guy. I mean, somebody just didn't show up.
Go be a checkout
guy.
I think he does that too. Yeah.
And he was at working last night and somebody didn't show up. So he had to stay till 10 instead of leave at 6. So,
anyway. You know what the worst thing was? You ever work at like a McDonald's or those kind of places or a gas station? Okay. No, of course not.
Okay. I worked at a gas station.
Worst thing in the world when I worked at my brother's gas station or the Holiday gas station I worked in Minnesota. You close at 10 or whatever.
Oh.
And it's 3 minutes to 10 and you're trying to mop the floor and they keep coming. Yeah. And at what point you just...
I'm closed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And especially in the winter where you have to mop or else other stuff's there in the morning. And it's like, that was how rude people could be. It's like, well, the pumps are shut off. Well, just turn them on.
Yes.
So anyway,
I didn't even recognize
you. So back to my story.
Yeah.
So I'm in line and I'm probably eighth or ninth in line. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then somebody's up there and it's like, oh, well, I'm not sure. Did I get the right size on? Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
So you're just like, I mean, you're just, oh, this is nice. Did you get this for your grand? No, that's for my niece, Sally. Right. How are you? Oh, my. How are the roads?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you're that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I get up there. And at this point, I'm just like, I don't want to be friendly, but I'll be friendly. Hi. How's your Christmas going? Good. Good. Yep.
This is it.
Is it?
Check me out.
Oh, this is, oh, these book. Yep. Yep. Okay. Then she takes the last, she goes, I go, problem? She goes, you grabbed one without a tag. Oh, okay. This was a gift. She's like, it doesn't have a tag.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
Well, I'll just have to go find somebody. So she leaves, and I'm standing there, and I just look out of the corner of my eye, and here is nine of the angriest ladies with cards over going, staring at me. And wow. Todd and I, so I told that. So now I'm starting to sweat a little bit because I'm that guy. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's her fault.
Not even goodbye. Miss. And she had left at this point. She had gone to find somebody.
Wow.
And she finally comes back. She said, everybody is so big. I said, don't worry. Just put it aside. We're good.
Right, right.
But Todd and I were talking. I felt exactly like in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You did a perfect Steve Martin. Steve Martin all upset at the car rental place with the lady behind the counter.
Well, I can't say everything he says.
Not everything.
But
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want a Chevy. I want a Ford. I want a Datsun. I want a Nissan. I want a bleepin' car right bleepin' now. And she goes, may I see your rental agreement? Right? So he goes, I don't have it. And she goes, oh, boy. And he goes, oh, boy, what? And she goes, you're bleeped. Well, he walks up and she's on the phone talking to somebody about Thanksgiving.
Yes. Like, exactly.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble,
exactly.
Gobble.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I felt exactly like him when she said, you're bleeped.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, that was my Christmas shopping yesterday.
So, little segue. So, I do have that show on Sunday. And we talked about, I had a counselor come in who's with Johnson Counseling, Green Bay company. Actually, her and her husband own the company. And we talked about the stresses of the holidays.
Yeah.
Things like you just said.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, you know, what her advice was, a lot of alone time. Go for a walk. And I think we need that. We're with people. We're with people shopping that we, you know, you really don't like. And you don't really want to do that. And anyway, it was, that was one of the things we just. What?
Hang on a sec.
Let me get that out.
What did I say?
Back her up. Go. Come on.
Right over here, man.
Back her up.
What did he say?
Come on. Back her up. You're shopping with people you really don't like.
What I meant by that was people, sometimes you don't
want to
be. Many
of them may have voted for you.
Yeah.
You may have knocked on their door. I'd love to get your vote. Here's a picture. I look good in that picture.
You don't like to be with a lot of crowds of people. That's what I meant. I wasn't talking about individual.
Oh, okay.
Just, it was pretty cool what she talked about, like our family and a little bit like your family, but there's some of us that aren't politically in line.
Well, how is that a good way to dance around it?
We talked about how to deal with that. But anyway.
Wow. All right.
So what time is that Sunday? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock Sunday. All it is a really good show. So I hope people listen. And it's just how to deal with the stresses of the holiday. 1 o'clock Sunday.
Oh, the original. I was hoping you'd have the original.
Tracy
Great
Chapman.
Song.
Yep.
Mine and the Mayor. Back after this.
Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm working out, get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburb.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Tracy Chapman. I'm not sure. I know the song was big. I'm not sure it needed to be remade.
You know, I'll say this.
Okay.
The reason why I like the fact that it was remade, number one, he did it just like this. Like,
yeah.
He didn't try to make it his, right? So it was kind of paying homage
Good point.
To her,
yeah.
right? But it also brought her back because she had not performed.
You're right.
The last time she did anything live on TV was Letterman's show before he retired.
Wow.
So it kind of gave her a little...
I guess she's a one-hit wonder, but man,
well,
why?
She had a couple of other hits after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, did you watch Nate Bargatze's special last night? No. I was going to call you and tell you to turn it on. So he did one of his, you know, the George Washington thing?
Oh, that's funny.
He did this one on the birth of Christ.
Oh, man. Who is he?
He was the angel, cool. that came down to talk to them about, and this shall be celebrated for years to come. Oh, with the theme of us here in the main... No, of a snowy kind of Scandinavian theme. And then at the very end, he goes, Joseph goes, oh, this is so wonderful. for generations and centuries and thousands of years, all of us Jewish people will be able to celebrate the birth. And he goes, I gotta go. He captures that character so well. Yeah. And like that one they did where it's like, the three wise men are here for you, Mary. Really? I just had a baby in a barn.
The little drummer boy.
The little drummer boy. Oh, I can't wait for his concert. They promoted the heck out of that last night during his special, Coming to the Resh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's in May, right? April?
May 9th, I think.
That's going to be fun.
We've already got tickets, right?
We do. Now we just got to get him on the show.
And good tickets? Oh, yeah. I think we'll get him on the show. That shouldn't be too hard.
We're a radio station that likes you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure.
Got hanging here. What grinds me is a person standing there has to call somebody to open a register. What is that person's job? Yeah.
So having worked in that, I just have to tell you
right.
this. It's those people who are doing registers.
Yeah.
In the old days, that's what they would do. They would stand there and cashier all day.
Yes.
No, they've got them out in the aisles.
I noticed that too. No question. No question.
So it's tough. And then when you get called
up. Oh, I'm not putting anything against them.
I know.
You know,
but when people get angry, it's like, oh man, these people are really trying. They're doing the best they can.
No question about it.
You walk in and it's like a bomb exploded.
No, I wasn't. My frustration wasn't that. It was the people in line once they got there. It's like.
But
they were looking at you
like. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Yep. And then I become the guy that stops the line.
Yeah.
And they look at me with venom in their eyes. Yeah.
But the thing is.
And I can handle myself in situations like that. But a situation like that, which is completely out of my element, and I'm not even joking, but sweat started like coming down my forehead.
Almost as bad as when you're walking through the lingerie aisle.
Same
right?
type of thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? Same weird type of thing. I get really hot really fast and start sweating. Yeah.
I love shopping. No, I
do you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Man, I hate it.
I do.
And
that, like I said, because I don't know where anything is. First of all,
it's fun to look around, and you go. I do. I love shopping, it's funny because my daughters don't. They're like,
yeah,
and I do. So
for like anything, I mean, I could go to a Menards and wander all day.
No, I would be
really
not Menards.
Oh,
but like,
I could,
like Macy's.
I still dream.
And again, the differences between you, Menards, Macy's.
Well,
right?
Both start with an M.
Yep.
I still dream. I don't know how it's going to happen. But I still want a dedicated little building for a workshop with all the cool tools and everything. So it's not like, okay, your bike is in the way here. I got to move that for the compressor.
Right.
No, this is in the way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just completely dedicated, just a workshop.
Designed by you, laid out by you,
yes.
Built by
and
you.
And I could sleep upstairs.
John, you're not that far away from that.
I was thinking about your garage.
Well, you're getting further away, okay?
Because yours would be perfect. You got that upstairs?
I know.
I could rent out one stall. I could build a wall.
All right.
You wouldn't even know I was there.
Here we go. The model is there for you. Now you just got to find some land.
Yeah.
And build what I have.
Yes.
But it is. It's got the plumbing in there.
It's
the heat.
Exactly. That would be the most ideal place in the world.
That would work.
Wouldn't
you could do that.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Okay.
How about that the stairs going up? Problem with stairs, not liking them? They're okay?
Stairs, no, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Those are gradual stairs.
Yeah.
And those are, I think, 12-inch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll be fine with that.
All right.
No, that's a very doable goal for you at your income at your age. That's very, very doable. And then you could design the best workshop in the state.
But have an apartment upstairs.
No, I get it. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, all right.
So what you need to do is put together a plan. And what's first? Well, you need to acquire a piece of property. And you need to look at that in the first quarter or second quarter of 25. And then, you know, what's going to cost you to build that? $30,000?
$40,000? Yeah.
Okay. That's not that bad.
All right.
Then, I don't know if this... You could get that. You could be living there with your workshop in less than 3 years.
Well, then I'd have about 6 months to enjoy it.
That is true.
Hey, I got to tell you something. You know, I said about in line like that goes way back to my dad. We used to go to this place called Russo's. Everybody went to Russo's. That was like the place. Okay,
restaurant.
What
was Russo's?
A grocery store.
Grocery store.
My hometown.
Right.
Nice guy. All brothers. It was almost like your family. All brothers. Okay. They became really famous for their Mama Russo. Tomato paste and spaghetti sauce, kudugi, and everything. But anyway, but one of the guys there, Charlie, he'll never forget this. But my dad was always kind of impatient. Like, okay, so let's go. Okay, yep.
Again.
Hey, Jimmy, how's Polly doing? Good. Doing good, Charlie. Yep. Let's go here. Yeah, you know, I saw Clarice at the bank the other day. One of those, and he was like, maybe this work again. I would start sweating a little. This is uncomfortable. He wants to just keep moving. So maybe that's what that part goes back
maybe,
to.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he was that guy, too.
You were having your dad.
Following in the footsteps. Right. One thing somebody asked me about, though, and that's why I brought it up to you the other day. Okay, you had 11 kids, right?
Yes.
And I'm
one of 11 kids.
I have three,
right.
How many gifts would your mom buy in a typical Christmas season?
I would say we each got 5.
That's not too bad.
No, so 55 gifts.
Yeah. But she shopped. I mean, she had a list and, you know, she would ask. Yeah.
And she'd do it all year long, I would guess, right?
Yeah.
She would start and.
I would think so, yeah. It's amazing how she pulled it off. You know, when you
that's what I mean. I mean, think about
but you don't,
that.
But you don't think about that.
I know you don't. Now when you look back.
I look at a lot of stuff back and I'm like, how the hell did they do that? No.
I mean, I was looking for three granddaughter gifts yesterday. And
talk
I was
about
going like
backing
whatever.
Up the truck. Did she work? No. No.
I don't know anybody's mom in my generation that worked.
That worked out of the home, John.
Yeah, that worked out of the home.
My head, because I was thinking factory and yeah, retail.
Yo, my mom never drove. She didn't know how to drive. I mean, that was that era.
Yeah.
Women a lot of times, you had one car.
I don't know if my mom's listening. My mom had her license, but I don't know that she knew how to drive either.
All right, Mind of the Mayor. We got a great show coming up for you, including Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback in our Burkle's One Block Over segment. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in Northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day. ThetaCare, which provides birthing services at 5 hospitals across Northeast and Central Wisconsin, has released the top names for babies born in their hospitals through December 1st of this year. The number one boy name is Oliver, followed by Theo or Theodore. The number one girl's name is a tie this year between Charlotte and Evelyn. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
All right, don't forget, first of all, drive safely out there. Roads are rough in some areas, but not bad in others. But don't forget, later on this morning, your last chance to play along with the grown-up gift list text to win contest in our statewide contest on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's coming up with Mino and the Mayor after 7 o'clock this morning. They will give you a keyword. You text that in. This morning, you're going to have a shot to win. Well, I can't say, but Let me just say this. You could put a little green in your pocket.
All right.
Love it.
Love it.
So that's coming up after 7 o'clock. Grown-up gift list with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Today is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I don't own one. Do you?
You own more than you think.
Okay. Carol.
Let Jim go through your wardrobe. You'll pick them out.
I've seen you wear sweaters in here. They'll qualify. John, don't say you don't own an ugly sweater. They qualify.
Todd.
Some people go and buy one that and they're actually marketed as an ugly sweater.
Yeah.
I know, Margo.
Yeah, that's kind of a
That was
ugly
a cool
Christmas
one you had on yesterday.
Sweater.
But that's become a cottage industry of its own, people creating them.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
From lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this is, I mean, not to throw out names or whatever, but I remember standing in line right in front of Aaron Rodgers' parents at a Packer game, waiting to get into that one section, you know, where you take the elevators up, okay? And it was like this time of year, and he was wearing green sweatpants and a The Bleep Is Full sweatshirt.
Yeah.
His dad?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas! The blanker's full.
He was nice. I used to talk to him.
Yeah.
Really nice guy, just from standing in line, but super normal guy.
That you watched that.
Yeah, the special, the 3-hour special. Yeah.
I'm in that. Khan said.
Are you in that?
Khan said, and I said, well, Johnny would have said that. But then again, you told me you fast forwarded through some.
Well, through the Costa Rica stuff.
No, he said it was at the airport.
Oh, I don't know.
That
when they came back from the Super Bowl, maybe, or
I don't know.
Something.
He just. Says,
as mayor of
no speaking lines. No, he said, I just saw you in there. I said, I'm not going to watch that. But anyway,
okay.
It must have been, you're right. It probably had something to do with the Super Bowl, right?
I don't
know.
I'm sure
I was with him quite a bit.
Yeah.
He hasn't called lately. So anyway.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, I don't mean to sound like a cold-blooded guy or a jerk or anything, but okay. One of the things where it's like, really? He talked about how when they won the Super Bowl, you work so hard to win the Super Bowl, and he wins the Super Bowl, and he's sitting on the bus and thinking, is that it? Is that all there is? One of those. It's like, come on. Every guy that's ever put on a pair of football pads would love to win the Super Bowl. That would be enough. And I understand you're saying, oh, I'm not fulfilled enough. Okay, whatever. But for the love of God, so many guys would give anything in the world to have done that. I don't think you'd get a lot of sympathy.
I want to defend him a little bit.
You would.
You work really, really hard to get something, and it's like, I won, or I hit this. It's like, wow, I kind of thought it would be a little different because
I understand.
It's been 20 years of working toward this, or 10, or whatever it is. I can see that he shouldn't have said that, but I think a lot of people, it's like, wow, I don't feel down, but I thought it would be a higher euphoria than it is. But he didn't have to go on that because then that's just back to woe is me.
And that's exactly
that's his MO.
Some guy that's played like, Randy Wright coming on or some of these other guys that devote their life to football and they would have given anything for that. I don't think they're sitting there saying, I could see that.
Poor
I
guy.
Could see we're winning a Super Bowl and make it $28 million a year isn't enough.
You
I'm
going
to go down to the jungle and cover myself in mud and do whatever.
I'm not.
That's just my personal feeling.
And if here's my take is if going to the jungle and doing all that is where you want to be spiritually, that's great, right?
Yeah, great,
right?
Do it.
But then walk away from the limelight.
Exactly.
Don't go on Pat McAfee show.
Absolutely.
Play in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Just go away. That's fine.
Yeah, you're enjoying all the benefits of it, but yet, I'm still not happy. Yeah.
What are the reviews on that? Because I know you watched it, and I've only talked to two of you who watched it.
I just thought it was way too long.
That's what Khan said, too. Because that's way too long. But
it's
they watched it.
Yeah. I was hoping they'd delve a lot more into the actual football aspects of it here in Green Bay. And they just kind of like it'd be, okay, in 2009, blah, blah, boom, then he's back to the jungle or whatever. It was almost hard to follow in some ways.
Did he produce it?
I don't know. That I do not know. Let us know. Anybody else that watch it, let us know. A lot of people like it. And what just, you know, when your personal feelings, I'm just giving you my personal feelings.
Yeah.
Today is caroling day.
Great.
Here we go, caroling among the
Why not?
Of green.
What a perfect day to go out.
Absolutely.
Put the little scarf on and the hand warmer for the...
The muff. Is that called a muff?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, a couple hats. Yes, that's caroling day. That's nice. I hope people get out and carol.
I do, too.
This snow is perfect for...
caroling?
Just walking around. It's so light. Of course, you live in a condo now, but those of us who don't, we saw it shoveling this morning at 4 o'clock, as was Ryan.
Good job, Ryan.
It's The snow is super light. It's great skiing snow. This is not snowman snow, though.
Ryan, were you invited to his Christmas party?
No, I was not.
Okay, because I could see, you know, if we had snow like this, I could see this happening.
Okay, it would. All right, move on.
The exact same thing happened to Matt LaFleur of the Packers and Saleh, whose first name I can't remember. He got fired by the Jets this year and is now at the Packers. They tell the story about when they were coaching. They were grad assistants making zero money, living in a tiny little apartment. They didn't even have any chairs and everything like that. And the head coach, Chip Kelly, I think it was, or Chip Kelly, the guy at LSU now. But anyway, they were coaching at like Grand Valley State or Saginaw Valley or something. He goes, hey, I'm having a big Christmas party Friday night. Could you guys come on over? Come on over early and, you know, help, you know, just welcome to the party. Yeah, oh my God, we're invited to coach's party. It's like, okay, guys, first shovel off the walk here and then push all the snow to the thing. And then when people come there, there's another parking lot down there. Take their cars. They spent the whole, it was exactly like Coming to America, you know, with Eddie Murphy, where it's like, how'd you boys like to come out over a little soiree I'm putting together? Yes, we would. And they were serving and valet. So I could see you being that way with him.
It did happen a little bit, right? You stopped over, and that synthesizer is upstairs, you know, the organ, and he carried that up there.
Oh, okay. So there is a little something, something. A little something for the, you get a little something for the effort?
No, I don't think.
Well, on your deathbed, you'll achieve total consciousness. So you got that going for yourself, which is nice. Yes. Today is also Sangria Day.
I like a good sangria.
I like it. Yeah, absolutely. Good.
Put that.
Take that with you, caroling.
But yeah, that'd be some old hot sangria. Yeah.
Did that have a life and now it's, they used to be the thing, sangria, right? Or is it still?
I think it's still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard
that
in a while.
I know a lot of Mexican restaurants have their own blend and all that, but speaking of Aldi the other night, they have a great sangria.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you like sangria, that's a good one.
I would like that. Actually, you know what was really good, Todd, was Zambaldi's. They had this hot cider thing.
Yeah, they did.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And you know, I was a little under the weather, kind of whatever. Did that ever hit the spot? Wow. What?
Drinking for free. But that's right.
Did we ever find out the total? How much we made that night?
No, we'll try and do that before Christmas.
All right. Five sleep nights until Christmas. Birthdays, Jonah Hill is 41. Boy, there's a guy that goes all over the place weight-wise.
Yeah. He's big, then he's less, then he's more again.
And he looks like a completely different person when he, like, loses the weight versus when he has the weight.
I think he's kind of like us, where, like, we want to lose weight,
and
then we do, but then we can't sustain it. We gain those extra pounds back.
Well, like I said, I'm proud of myself that I recuperated nicely from that viral thing I had last week or so. I put every pound back on in a hurry. Atina Ward?
No, Anita Ward.
Anita Ward.
Remember her?
68. Not Cela Ward, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Let me see if I can pull Anita Ward up here.
Oh, was she the Clarence Thomas lady? No.
No. Anita Wood.
Anita Wood?
Her name was Anita.
Ring my bell, baby.
Oh, ring my bell.
Jeez. Okay.
Come on, Jim. You
There's
like
a one
stuff.
Hit wonder.
Ring my bell.
I hated this song.
Ring my bell.
You just didn't know how to party back in the 70s.
And Basketball Jones, and those are just stupid. Okay, anyway. Anita Ward, happy birthday.
Did you say Anita Wood before? Because you know if you're in high school, people would say, Mary won't, but Anita Wood.
What?
It's juvenile humor. It was just seventh grade humor.
Yeah.
Anita.
Okay, yeah, all right. I got it.
What's wrong with you, Todd?
Really?
Me?
6:45. All right, let's go.
You're supposed to be the grown-up in the room. What's the matter with you? Alan Parsons, Alan Parsons Project?
Yeah.
Had some big hits in the 70s.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of them.
Eye in the Sky.
Oh, Eye in the Sky, that's right.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Games People Play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was about 69. Oh, the Games People Play Now. Every night and every day now.
All right.
Is never meaning what they say now.
I don't think
that's never meaning what they say.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Alan Parsons Project was more deep than that.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
That's
Uri Geller is 78. Was that the magician?
He was the guy
used to be able to bend a spoon.
Bend a spoon on Carson and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Alan Parsons Project.
This is Where do we go from here? All of the children are gone.
Oh, I love this stuff.
All right, you're right.
76.
Peter Criss. 79.
From Kiss.
You forget how long Dave been around, huh?
Long time.
I mean, early 70s, mid-70s. I mean, that's... Did you meet him?
Probably. I don't know who he is, but I met all the Kiss people, so, yeah. In the dressing room, and they were eating, like I told you, they were eating salmon and brown rice, and they had smoothies. It's just a weird vibe. Not just weird, just wasn't what I expected, right?
I'll tell you what, that smoothie that Nikki brought in yesterday, that strawberry was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it filled me up, like, for the rest of the day. One of those things.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, man, I'd like to know what's in that. That was fantastic. Where was that from?
That's it.
We could talk to Nikki about
place
this.
Place in DePere, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was so good. It was delicious. So that's what we got going on. Coming up next, we've got Lisa Hale with our Nuisco.
Nope.
With our Nuisco.
Nope.
With our Nuisco.
There you go.
Nuisco.
Just like it's
weekend
spelled.
Program. I always want to say N-E-W-I-S-C-O or something, so it's Nuisco.
Just say Nuisco.
Nuisco.
You should really put two Nuisco. W's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there should
though.
Be two W's.
No, there shouldn't.
No, if you put in Nuisco, he would say it right.
Thank you.
Yeah, but thanks.
No, you're right.
But, yeah.
This might be the... Todd?
This is the first time.
This is the first time he's ever defended me against you. Please? Let me have one moment, Todd.
Put two W's.
It's the holiday season. We're crying out loud.
It's Jim's over there. Todd, why do you have two D's in your name? It's just Todd, T-O-D.
Can't you get in the holiday spirit one day?
All right.
That's like in a Sopranos one time when AJ got confirmed. And he was acting, whatever. And the mom goes, can't you act like a good bleeping Catholic for one day?
She's like,
I told you that story about my dad. Hey, I told you that story. When that dog attacked my dog, a German Shepherd attacked my beagle in the yard, and I chased after the snow shovel. And my dad's on the phone with the guy. If that dog, don't. I go, that dog comes in our yard again, I'm going to blow his bleeping head off. And my dad goes, you watch your GD language.
That's great.
Dads are great with that.
Dads are great.
Don't do as I do.
Mark Houston, Bella Sports Medicine will be joining us. TJ Bowles and Adam Grace, hybrid wrestling entertainment coming up.
Fun.
Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback with the Burkles one block over. Charlie Urich, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Got a text here.
These aren't the killers,
Joseph.
These aren't the killers that show up at the door. Mormon Tabernacle, right?
Yeah. Okay,
which is awesome.
Okay, I'm gonna confess to something.
Oh God! Every time he confesses, we find out that his pants fall down,
right,
or he walks around without underwear.
Right. Yeah.
Ready for this, Lisa? Nope. He's gonna tell
on
us
the week. Everybody does that on the weekends. Everybody throws on a pair of sweats on a Sunday morning to run to the store, grab a paper and a coffee.
That's called going commando, and you shouldn't do that in sweats. Am I right, Lisa?
Well, I wasn't in sweats. I was in those
never
jeans.
Never in sweats. I'm sorry. Never in sweats.
All right. Lisa, I was going to have him play our favorite Christmas song. Our favorite Christmas song.
What's our favorite Christmas song?
Christmas in Dixie.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is a great one.
Do you have a not favorite Christmas song? A Christmas song you never want to hear?
Yes.
12 Days of Christmas.
Yes. The 12 Pains of Christmas. Walking around in women's underwear.
Murphy played that one. Murphy played walking
incessantly.
Around. Oh, all the
incessantly.
Time.
Incessantly, Murphy would play that.
The one I hate is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Same thing. Yeah, I hate those novelty Christmas songs.
I don't know that.
I agree. What I was gonna confess to today, I watched a little bit of a special last night.
Uh-oh.
Mangard.
What'd you watch?
Barry Manilow. A little bit. Tiny. Marked it too.
Oh, you guys.
A little bit.
With your Afghan.
Maybe. No, I turned the heat up.
There's nothing wrong with a little Manilow every now and then.
I like his Christmas songs.
I think it's fine that you like that.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's good.
All right. It's good. Lisa.
Yes, sir.
Lisa.
Yes.
When you were talking last week about living in the South, living in the deep South, Do you, because, you know, I lived in Arizona for 6 years, so obviously it's a, you know, different type of Christmas. When you came back here, did you say to yourself, damn, I wish I was in the South and it was really nice, or I'm glad to be up here with 6 inches of snow and really cold weather and yada, yada, yada. Does Christmas mean, people used to ask me it all the time, well, did you really experience Christmas if you're in the desert? What do you think?
I've experienced both types of Christmas, Christmas in the Bayou and Christmas in the Midwest, and I much prefer Christmas in the Midwest. I prefer the snow. I prefer the winter weather. You know, I've got friends who are from Australia, and they prefer Christmas to be hot and sunny. So, you know, I think it's whatever. I grew up. My formative years were actually in Michigan. I lived in Michigan until I was 12
years old.
What town
again? What town?
Almont.
Almont. No, oh, I don't know Almont. That one. Okay.
Almont.
I don't know where that is.
Do you know where Romeo is?
Yes, just outside of Detroit.
Right.
Who's the most famous person from Romeo? Now, from Romeo, Michigan.
Crickets.
Bruce Campbell? Right.
No. From Romeo, Michigan.
Bruce Campbell?
Kid Rock.
Really? Oh.
Kid Rock is from Romeo.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. Oh. I ignore that.
Okay, well, all righty. I've got Kid Rock Christmas
Campbell
album.
All day
hey, I got to tell you something funny, though. I don't know what I was watching. It was a spoof on Christmas shows over the years. It was a spoof thing. It was like, no, Robert Goulet with a Christmas Bayou special. Christmas in the Bayou. And he's like on one of those long boats or whatever. Yes. But remember, there used to be those cheesy ones like that. So Christmas in the Bayou. I love it.
He was in Green Bay.
Robert Goulet?
Yeah.
There's actually a children's books, you know, story. Instead of the eight reindeer, it's eight alligators.
Oh,
that
okay.
Carry. Yeah.
See, that's what's wrong with the South.
Yeah,
I know,
they
right?
They would do something.
They would do something like that. Weird. Yes,
Santa has a Pierrot in Louisiana.
You talk about you were talking about though the snow, but what Christmas card or movie have you seen where it's in the South? You know, I mean, Christmas is just it is like we. We had a party yesterday at a Christmas party, and just on the screen, we put up, and it was all just a snow cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
People just expect it to snow. And what?
It's just like that skit last night, that Nate Bargatze thing. It's like, and it shall be celebrated here in, you know, Jerusalem or Bethlehem or whatever. Well, no, it's actually going to be celebrated with snow and a Scandinavian theme. Okay. Yeah. What's coming up in Nuisco?
Well, we're going to be talking about holidays all this weekend. We've got all four major winter holidays. We're going to touch on those. You know, they are Yule, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah. And we're going to touch on all of those. We've got stories on dealing with holiday stress and grief. We've got a look back at high school football. You're a peer on that segment, well, John.
Me and Conroy. Conrad.
Conroy.
I've come so many different things now. It is Conroy, right?
It's Conrad. No,
Conrad.
Conrad.
Yeah. Okay.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. At least you get my name right.
Absolutely.
And don't call me Linda.
Absolutely.
I'm glad for that.
You mentioned the Yule, because in that skit again, last time I mentioned Nate Bargatze gets in. Sir, our angel, archangel, what is a Yule log? No one knows. Yeah, great skit. Lisa, I love your show and everything you guys bring to the table and all your energy. Anything I can do to be a part of that, man, you got me.
Oh, don't say that, because I will rope you into doing a weekly segment or at least bi-weekly or something.
I'd be more than happy to do it.
Dude, we need to talk.
Okay. No, it's a standing. Glad to do it. I think what you guys are doing is old school radio, which is much needed.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's, it's probably my favorite part of the week.
I don't blame
you. Getting over here to talk with you guys every Friday.
There you go.
My life would not be complete.
Lisa, I hope you have a phenomenal, phenomenal Christmas.
I hate you, Todd.
I love this. This is hilarious.
Lisa Hale. Weekend Perfect. When is it on, Todd?
It is on Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WISS and WGBW.
Fantastic show. Back with Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine, right after this.
She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.